Seventh Perek of Eiriz in Mishnah Gimel. We're learning about walls in between two chaseris that divide them into two chaseris, and therefore each one has to make an independent Eiriz chaseris. So just like a wall divides two chaseris, so too choris should bring shtei chaseris. If you have a ditch in between two chaseris, omer kastor v'rochav arba, if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, because if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not considered a separation. Here you do need a 4 tefachim in order for it to be considered a mechitza between the two areas. And now, just like we have a concept of a mechitza that goes up, is considered a separation between the chaseris, so too if you have a mechitza going down, and that was a ditch that separates all across between two chaseris, they're considered two separate entities, and therefore mavim shnayim ve mavim echod, you have to make two separate eruv from the chemic ones. Afilu molei kashva tevin, even if you filled up with straw and hay, since these things generally he doesn't leave there permanently, he's planning to take them out, we don't look at it as if he's stopped up the hole. The hole is intact, it's just full of various items, and therefore its status remains. You have a ditch there that separates them into two rishuyois. But mole ofer aitzroyrois, if you filled it up with earth or pebbles, and these things generally, once you fill up a ditch with these things, you just leave it there. Therefore, ma'avim echabim, ma'avim shtayin, once you do that, min astam, it's assumed that you're planning to leave it there, and therefore, it's considered there's no more hole over there, and now it's considered one long chaser with no mechitza, because the ditch has been filled up. And they must make one Eruv for both parts. They cannot make two independent Eruvs.